It's Monday, January 9th, 2017 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. A Chinese Christian pastor has been sentenced to 2.5 years in prison on charges of, quote, divulging state secrets, unquote. Pastor Yang Hua of the Huoxi Church was initially detained in December 2015 after he attempted to stop Chinese government officials from confiscating computer hard drives from his church. Hua reportedly suffered torture while in prison, and human rights groups such as China Aid have condemned his imprisonment. Despite the trials he is under, Hua remains committed to his Christian faith. In a letter to his wife last June, he wrote, quote, "Our wonderful Lord, our Lord forever. Who can guess his wisdom and mystery? Some rely on chariots, some on horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord." Christian ministry and persecution watchdog group Open Doors is reaching out to sex-trafficked North Korean women. According to Christian Today, the ministry helps 200 abused women every year. Many North Korean women are reportedly sold into marriages or sex slavery across the border in northeast China, and some have been forced to witness executions of family members by North Korea's totalitarian authorities. North Korea remains at the top of the list on Open Doors 2017 World Watch for Christian persecution for the 15th time in a row. A Palestinian rammed a truck into a group of Israeli soldiers visiting a popular tourist site in Jerusalem yesterday. 4 were killed and at least 15 wounded in what appears to be a copycat of the Berlin and Nice terror massacres. The suspected killer in the Fort Lauderdale, Florida rampage could face the death penalty. 26-year-old Esteban Santiago was charged Saturday in a federal court with performing an act of violence at an airport. The FBI announced that Santiago apparently traveled to the airport on a one-way ticket for the purpose of carrying out the bloody rampage, which left 5 dead and 6 injured. Televangelist Paula White is one of 6 religious leaders participating in Donald Trump's inauguration ceremony. Now she's responded to critics who claim that she is a, quote, Trinity-denying heretic, unquote. It was Eric Erickson, a major player in the Never Trump movement, who called White a, quote, prosperity gospel charlatan, unquote, and that she has rejected Christianity itself by denying, quote, the orthodoxy of the Nicene Creed, unquote. In a new statement, White affirmed the divinity of Christ and the Trinity, and she says she does not believe in the prosperity gospel. However, there's a sermon on the ministry's website entitled, Why God Wants You Wealthy. Planned Parenthood CEO Cecile Richards has been making her rounds in the mainstream media again this week to claim that her abortion business needs $500 million of our tax money each year. Richards framed her defense of taxpayer-funded abortion on CNN with Erin Burnett over the weekend.
Do you agree, Cecile, that Planned Parenthood is core to abortion in America?
Yes, we provide abortion. We think it's important. It's a legal service that women need access to in this country.
An analysis of Planned Parenthood's reports from the past 10 years found that its client numbers have dropped 14%. Birth control dispensing is down 14% as well. At the same time, its taxpayer funding went up 103%, and the number of abortions performed rose 27%. Also, Richard's salary nearly doubled to $1 million over the last 5 years, according to IRS forms. Proverbs 6:16-19 says, "There are 6 things that the Lord hates, 7 that are an abomination to him. Among them are haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, and feet that make haste to run to evil." Reverend Al Sharpton, the leftist activist, has promised a, quote, season of civil disobedience, unquote, in reaction to the nomination of Republican Senator Jeff Sessions of Alabama for Attorney General in the Trump administration. A homosexual movie that encourages sodomy for young boys received top honors at the 74th Golden Globe Awards ceremony last night. Moonlight received the award for Best Drama Film of the Year. Jimmy Fallon, Meryl Streep, and others of Hollywood's elite took up considerable time at the awards ceremony bemoaning the election of Donald Trump. Here's a message for Hollywood. "He that soweth iniquity shall reap vanity, and the rod of his anger shall fail." Proverbs 22:8. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Monday, January 9th in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.